This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So last evening, I want to talk about this, and the reason I'm going to is not only because I graduated from the University of New Orleans, but there's a lot going on, and UNO finds itself in a transition period that is critical. It's a defining moment for the university, and there are a lot of folks like myself who have graduated from UNO that hopes that it continue to hold on to its identity as one of the finest learning institutions in the state of Louisiana. And I think it's very, very important that we recognize same and that we don't go off in a half-hearted way relative to the future of this university. I and others, many folks have said this about UNO being responsible for really building the middle class here in so many different ways and the importance that it has to our local economy. And we've heard that a lot from a lot of the folks that have enjoyed their time at UNO and recognize what it means to them. They have a relatively new president, too. And she has actually done an incredible job, Kathy Johnson. And we hope that there's certainly that she'll be able to walk us through this very difficult process, one with many challenges. She has righted the ship over the past couple of years. She's been able to, you know, get to a balanced budget. It's not easy. We don't need to really make a lot of changes, in my view, in that regard. I mean, she is very well respected amongst folks like myself, a number of alumni. And I was able to talk to a lot of folks last evening. So last evening was the Homer L. Hitt Distinguished Alumni Gala. It was the 40th of the year of recognition of alumni of the year. And as we went through the program last evening, I said, you know, I think I'm going to talk about the recipients, because this, talking about the recipients, each one of the colleges, there's four different colleges that has an award that's given out to someone, that has distinguished themselves in that area as well as athletics. And then there's also the Norma Jane Sabiston Award for the Distinguished Young Alumnus and the Homer L. Hitt Distinguished Alumni Award as well. But as we went through it, I sat there and I said, you know, these are so many untold stories about this precious university that we have right here in the city of New Orleans that we don't always talk about. You know, you've heard me say we stare the obvious in the face and we walk right around it a lot of times. And it occurred to me that's what we're doing here. And we don't talk enough about the folks that have gone through the University of New Orleans and what they ultimately ended up becoming and what they gave back to their community, whether it's here or elsewhere, and what they've been able to achieve. This is just a small sampling. One night, right? One night, seven individuals, right, that were honored last evening. But it'll give you a little flavor of how important this school is to our city. So the athletic department honored Wayne B. Herrera. He was there in 1972-73. He played baseball on the baseball team. He had a 40-year career in real estate. Wayne Herrera serves as an executive managing director at Newmark in Columbus, Ohio. Now, he only manages 2 million square feet of space, of real estate space, right? Herrera played two seasons at first base for UNO and made the Dean's List four times. He spent 9 years in professional baseball with the Red Sox and the Yankees organization. He won the International League's batting title in 1977 and was named to Topps AAA All-Star team that season. He later won two Silver Glove Awards for defensive excellence in the outfield. He was inducted into the New Orleans Athletics Hall of Fame in 1990. In the College of Sciences, John Ruther, 1976. Ruther served as president and chief executive officer of Eurofins Analytical Laboratories in New Orleans for 17 years and just recently retired. He began his career as an analytical chemist. His broad experience in water, sediment, and tissue analysis helped advance Eurofins contaminant residue methods in complex matrices like meat and seafood. He was instrumental in forging industry academic collaborations, including internship programs for UNO undergrad and graduate students. Now, these are only just brief synopses of what these people have accomplished, but I'm telling you, it just goes on and on. The College of Liberal Arts and Education, Peter Halley, he graduated in 1978. Halley's an American artist and a central figure in the neoconceptualist movement of the 1980s. Known for his day-glow geometric paintings, Halley is also a writer, the former publisher of Index Magazine, and a former Yale professor. Halley received his Master of Fine Arts degree at UNO, finishing in 1978, and remained in New Orleans until 1980, and now lives, works, and in his hometown in New York City. This gentleman, his artwork has been featured in the finest museums all around the world. And I think there was a list of maybe 8 to 10 that you would all recognize, of these world-renowned museums. Just absolutely incredible. Then the College of Engineering, the Dr. Robert A. Savoy Award, Henry Singer, 1969. Now retired, Henry Singer had a lifelong career with the federal government, ultimately served as a director of safety, health, and fire protection engineering for the GSA, Public Building Service, and led the development of a nationwide policy and programming. For his groundbreaking work, Singer was awarded the GSA Administrator's Meritorious Service Award three times. He is a longtime UNO supporter and has established two scholarships to ensure a transformative UNO education for future generation of students, regardless of their financial means. In the Henry Bernstein College of Business Administration, Daniel Crum, 1987. Crum currently serves as the executive vice president and chief financial officer for the Kansas City Chiefs. In addition to the club's finance, strategy, data analytics, and accounting departments, he also oversees the IT department, which serves both the Chiefs and Hunt Midwest Enterprises. They're the owners of the Chiefs. For his work, Crum was recognized by the Kansas City Business Journal as a 2016 CFO of the Year. And he's also the proud owner of three Super Bowl champion rings. Then we go to the two highlighted awardees, awards that were given, the Norma Jane Sabiston Distinguished Young Alumnus Award. Edgar Duke Chase IV. He serves as the executive chef and operator of his family's restaurant, Dukey Chase's, which recently received the 2025 James Beard Award for the American Classic South. He is also the owner-president of Chase Hospitality Group and Chase Concessions, LLC, a partner in the Chase North and a proprietor of Leah's Kitchen and Duke's Burgers. Chase received his MBA from the University of New Orleans in 2009, following degrees at Dillard University and Le Cordon Bleu Paris. Chef Duke is active in his community and serves on several nonprofit boards and commissions. He has received numerous recognitions and awards, including a UNO 25 award in 2022, which recognizes and celebrates high-impact businesses or organizations owned or led by UNO alumni. I was really impressed. Mark Romig leads a fireside chat with the recipient of this award and the Distinguished Alumni Award, which I'll talk about in a minute. His comments, one of the most articulate young men I've heard in a long, long time. And his messaging was so spot on so many different fronts. But again, it was one of those moments for me where I said, you know, these are the untold stories that we need to talk about the graduates of the University of New Orleans. And they are emblematic of how important this university is to the city of New Orleans. Now let's move to the 2025 Homer L. Hitt Distinguished Alumni Award recipient. Kimberly S. Cook Nelson. Now, she has an interesting story. She talks about her family saying, you're definitely going to college. You're going to college. You're going to college. You're going to college. But there's one catch. We can't afford to send you to college. So you're going to have to figure out how to go to college. And she tells the story about how she went about trying to figure out how she was going to get to college. She ends up going to the University of New Orleans on a Patrick F. Taylor Scholarship. She graduates and receives a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering in 1994, goes on to get a Master's of Engineering Management in 1997, and a Master's of Business Administration in 1999.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, Ms. Cook Nelson was recently named Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Entergy, where she has overall responsibility for safety, power generation, power delivery, capital projects, incident response, system planning, and other businesses in the operations portfolio. The only Fortune 500 company in the state of Louisiana. She began her career as a design engineer and worked at Entergy's Waterford 3 nuclear plant. In fact, I think they said she participated in the design and implementation of every nuclear plant that Entergy has in the state of Louisiana. And she's held several leadership positions, leading to her new Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer role. In 2023, Cook Nelson was named the Robert A. Savoy College of Engineering Distinguished Alumni of the Year and currently serves as a director of the University of New Orleans Foundation. In 2024, she spearheaded a crowdfunding campaign engaging Entergy employees who are UNO alumni to donate to refurbish a laboratory with employee gifts and gifts matched by Entergy. I hope you don't mind that I did this morning, but I thought it was appropriate again because of the transition that UNO is going through right now. And I think there are a lot of different opinions floating around as how UNO is going to be redefined one way or another. I certainly hope, as a graduate of UNO, that we keep it strong. It has been strong. It was not an easy school. It was a tough school, but it was an endearing school. And I think it's a central theme that a lot of UNO graduates talk about. And there is a love for this institution. I think we have an opportunity right now to make it better than it's ever been, if that's what we desire to do so. So my call to the audience today is for all UNO alumni to get involved, to make your opinion known, to make your time at UNO known to folks and how important it was to you in your life and where you've ended up today. Because this is a defining moment for the University of New Orleans. It truly is. We were part of the LSU system when I graduated from there. Probably a good number of the 80,000 plus graduates of the University of New Orleans. It went into the ULL system, and now it's coming back to the LSU system. So we have an opportunity, hopefully, to set a path that's a lot more stable for us, with stable leadership under the tutelage of Kathy Johnson, the president of UNO, who's done remarkable things there. I heard so many incredible things about what she has been working on at that university from so many folks that I spoke to last evening. And I just wanted to share that. That call to action of UNO alumni to come together to make sure that the place that I spent a lot of years there, folks. I was a part-time student at night. I mean, I was a non-traditional student, right, for the most part. But the fact of the matter is that it was incredibly important to me. It was affordable. It gave me the opportunity to get my undergrad and to go on to law school. And without that opportunity, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so we all owe a lot to the institution. So let's make sure that we all come together and we step up and play our small part in the future of the University of New Orleans. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.